Clutter does a number on your mind and body. Clutter is a real nuisance for millions of us. What you may not realize is that it can affect your mind and body. How does your living space make you feel when you walk in the door at the end of the day? Do you feel peaceful and glad to be at home because your home is your sanctuary? Or do you feel dread because there's a mountain of unfolded laundry on the chair? Or there's a stack of magazines spread all over the floor and a sink full of this morning's dishes? Mind control. Research finds that the state of your house reflects the state of your mind. Disorganization tells you that there's something out of balance. The trick is learning what's off kilter and how to set it straight. Living in a cluttered home is stressful for everyone. Mom's pulled from what she needs to do to help someone find their homework. Dad's late for work because he can't find his car keys. As the pressure to find those misplaced things mounts, so does the tension. Before long, something or someone snaps. Lost and found. Think about how you feel when you've misplaced something. You may berate yourself for being careless. You may feel frustrated and ready to give up. When your child comes in to ask a question, you may not respond in a loving manner, and feelings get hurt. Clutter drains your energy and makes you feel tired, and that can leave you feeling overwhelmed. You know you need to do something, but you don't have the energy. Take time to clear the mess from one small area. It can help you and your family feel more energetic, and they'll be more inspired to work on decluttering in other areas. Body of clutter. Did you know that clutter could be making you physically sick? No one wants to think about it, but clutter can be the breeding ground for germs, dust, mold, and mildew. It could even hide a problem with mice. If you don't believe clutter can make you sick, think of the stress mentioned above. If you have too much stress, you may be developing high blood pressure. Dust and mold can cause allergies or worse. Clutter can also affect your body weight. People with clutter are usually sedentary. In an uncluttered home, they're more active. Part of this may be because the clutter in the home makes it hard for you to move. You may also be using clutter, like being overweight, as a means to protect yourself. Clutter keeps people at bay, and so there's less chance of getting hurt. Get started. Now you understand some of the ways clutter can affect your mind and body. Consider what you're going to do about it. Will you take a step forward and begin decluttering? Or will you let it continue to ruin the lives of you and your family members?